Hi everyone, I'm Alex Smith and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time presented by Lay's Kettle Cook. I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles running back Wendell Smallwood. Wendell, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
First question for you. You grew up, you were born in Wilmington, Delaware, so you're kind of a local guy. Your favorite Philly athlete growing up?
My favorite Philly athlete growing up, Deuce's probably going to be mad, but it was Brian Westbrook. I was a big fan of him and what he brought to the team and the energy and things he not only got done, but got done on his own sometimes. Sometimes runs were stuffed up. He'd make people miss, run over somebody. So I kind of fell in love with Brett Westbrook early.
We'll see if Deuce ever hears this segment. He might be a little angry that you didn't say him. But have you had a chance to meet Brian Westbrook since you've been drafted?
No, I haven't had a chance to meet him. Someone was supposed to put us together soon now.
But Deuce is a player that you obviously watched growing up a little bit too. What's it been like being coached by him here in Philadelphia?
I just think off the bat when I first met him throughout the draft process, I was kind of in shock and kind of felt good to be around him and get to know his knowledge. And even after Pro Day and the combine, I shot him a text and wanted to know what he think, what he felt as though I should work on and things like that, even if they would have drafted me. So I think I kind of developed that relationship from right there just because he's one of those guys I watched and wanted to get to know and actually meeting him. So being coached by him is like a dream come true. Already a dream come true playing here, but being coached by him, one of my favorite players coming up, and was an Eagle. So it's kind of a gift for me.
You scored your first career NFL touchdown against Pittsburgh. Did you have a celebration plan for that?
Are you a big celebrator?
I had one plan, but I just forgot everything once I got across the goal line. I dropped the ball, forgot the ball, and just gave, I think it was Barber, a hug, and that was it.
Did you get the ball back?
Yeah, they ended up giving me the ball back.
Where's it at now?
It's the equipment staff has it. They're painting it up and getting it nice for me.
So talking about this group of running backs that's here right now, there was a 100-meter dash race right now. Who wins?
Kenyon will get the 100-meter dash.
If we take
it in half and make it 50, I think I'll get it because I think I'm kind of fast off the line. Mm-hmm. But probably at 50, I start slowing down. I never ran track, so I don't got that stamina in me.
Not Sproles, though? Sproles seems like he hasn't really lost a step, but
I know he hasn't had a step. He lost a step. He looks real good, but I think me and Kenyon are the fastest in the group.
What's this? The personality of this running back group? Because you have Sproles, who's kind of a quiet guy. Ryan Matthews is kind of quiet as well. What's it like inside the running back room?
I think we're just comfortable with each other and just kind of lean on each other. We have fun. We joke. But when it's time to get serious, we get serious. And we kind of take on the role as the leader of the group. And ever since I got here, those guys have kind of built it in me. Like, hey, we're the team. We're the heartbeat of this offense, so I think I kind of took that on and kind of wanted to get like them or kind of take on that role that they approach, and I think it's going to be good.
One final question for you, Wendell. I read in your bio that your pregame routine, growing up before every game, is that true?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I've been doing it since college. I picked it up from Charles Sims. He's at the Buccaneers, but he just said he thought it helped him, so I was like, one day I'm going to try it because sometimes in games, I would be throwing up on the field, like just from eating pregame and having stuff in me. But I did it one game and it felt good, not to have any food in me. I mean, I drink a lot of water and Gatorade, stay hydrated. But I think not having the food in me, I kind of felt better. And one game, I actually forgot Oklahoma State. I forgot to throw up, and I threw up the first two drives like on the field. And I know teams were looking at me crazy, but I actually went for a career high in my sophomore year. So I thought I need to keep throwing up.
Hey, two touchdowns already here with the Eagles, so whatever works. Wendell Smallwood, thank you very much for joining us here on Crunch Time. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Crunch Time, brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles.